Welcome to the Cyclical CEO Podcast. I'm Katie Glasgow, and I am your host. And I am here to take you on a journey back home to yourself, to find the fire inside of you, to remember your magic, and to truly step into your next level of abundance and wealth, not using somebody else's strategy, but using your own intuition and the gifts that you were born with. No more playing small, no more searching for answers outside of yourselves. No more trying to follow rules that were never meant for us. This is where we let our hair down, we get a little weird and witchy, and we learn how to care for our bodies as our most coveted asset. This is where strategy meets intuition, where wealth meets wisdom, and where women come to find themselves. Welcome home, darling. Welcome to your cyclical CEO era. I think I've officially reached the era of my life where I no longer give a shit about anything. And that's where I hope you will arrive as we head into this fun week with the full moon, the strawberry moon, and where we have Mercury going retrograde and some other cosmic and planetary things happening. Now, full disclosure, I am not the girl that knows like Mercury goes retrograde with Jupiter conjunct and all the details of what that means. I'm not an expert in full-on astrology, but what I share with you is what I know from the moon, because that is what I am super connected with, the wisdom of the moon and the wisdom of our bodies. And I'm also going to share with you what I am feeling in my own body and what many of you are probably feeling this week, or what you felt this past week, and what to expect as we go into the new week. So I'm out on my walk, and I'm in my, got my fanny pack on so we can make this super official. I've got my little mic. I've got my flowered biker shorts on, my Hokas, and like I said, I no longer give a shit about what people think of me, and I'm just ready to step into this next level of identity and visibility. So how are we going to get there? How are we going to arrive to this space, and how are we going to use this full moon to help us with that? So first up, what I want to share is many times as an empath and a psychic seer, whatever label or whatever description I give myself these days, is that I am feeling many of the shifts several days before everybody else, which I think is kind of cool. It used to kind of freak me out, but I also am sharing this with you because this is kind of how I'm going to feel into this week with this little message I have for you. But I'm also sharing this because many of you are the same. You are empaths. You are highly intuitive. You're very sensitive souls. And if you have been attracted to the cyclical CEO, which you just got to hit this week, that maybe we need to call this the psychic CEO, you might be feeling these shifts ahead of time as well. And so if you take nothing else away from this message today, even if you don't take away the full moon rituals I'm going to give you, the journal prompts, what you might be feeling this week, all of those things, don't take any of that away. What I want you to take away is that your body knows, and how you are feeling in your body is for a reason. And you are deeply, deeply, deeply connected to the cosmos. And there's a lot of cosmic activity right now. There's a lot of solar flares with the sun that are disrupting our sleep. So for the last couple of weeks, you've probably felt a little melancholy, a little lethargic, feeling like, oh, I should be doing more, but I just don't have the energy for it. And I know that's how I have been feeling. I know several of my clients have been feeling that way. The conversations I've had were like, oh my gosh, like June has been a vibe. And I shared a lot more on that in the last episode of this podcast with the new moon a couple of weeks ago of, you know, we're shifting into summer. This is our season of full visibility, and that shift can be a lot for us. Okay, so our bodies are integrating. We're integrating new light codes. Our DNA is activating into this new frequency and this new reality that we are here to experience. And that takes a lot of physical integration in our bodies. Okay, so that's kind of what we've been feeling. And now we're approaching a full moon, and the full moon is where we release, we shed, and we step into fully this new identity or this new version of us that we want to experience. And for many of us, it's not actually a new version. It's our soul truth. It's where our what we're supposed to be doing, but we've been putting on so many facades for everybody in our life and doing these like good girl things, right? We've been doing what everybody says we are supposed to do. We've been checking all the boxes. We went to college. We got a degree. We are in a career. Maybe we stumbled upon network marketing like I did, and we built the way everybody else told us to. We are doing everything. We're supposed to like stay in this job when we are 40 that we have, we picked when we were 18, when our frontal lobe cortex wasn't even developed, right? And so we've been checking all these boxes, and our bodies are weary and they're exhausted. And what has been happening all of 2026 is that 2026 is here saying, hey, ladies, the feminine is rising. This feminine power inside of us is rising. And that feminine power is saying, it's time to step into your truth. It's time to step into your confidence. It's trying to step into who you truly are. Like, the person of you that lives outside of this fucking box that we've all been living in, there is a version of you that wants to escape the box. She's tired of feeling like, oh, this is how, what I have to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. And she's ready to do what she desires, what our soul is saying that we want to do. And so June is very much this month where we are going to, and as we step into July, this is where we are stepping into this new reality where we don't give a fuck and we are stepping into who we are meant to be, right? And so for a long time, women have been, we're doing things because we're trying to prove to the world that we can. We are climbing the corporate ladder. We are working and raising children and managing the house without any support. We are doing all these things, and it's like we're doing it from this place of, I am trying to prove myself. And I want you to think about that. This all started actually last fall when we had our eclipse season, where we started to shed this, like, I am here to prove myself. And it was almost like we were trying to overprove from our masculine energy, which is that drive, overachieving, overperforming, high performing, like gotta get shit done. I don't have time for rest energy. And we're proving, like, I'm gonna prove to you I can do this. I'm gonna prove to you that as a woman, I am just as good as a man, right? And we've been trying to do it from what I call the angry vagina state. Like, we've been trying to do it in a way that isn't actually true to us. It was necessary. We can't go back and change anything. It was necessary to get to where we are right now. But this year, this fire horse energy year of 2026 no longer supports this. It is time to break free. And so, a big message that I want to share is that, hey, you most likely, if you are here, you are one of those high achieving, high performing, like exhausted women. And you're not exhausted because you hit 40 and your hormones are a mess. Yeah, your hormones probably are a little bit wackadoodle, but I believe with like 100% certainty, you're not going to fix your hormone problem with another protocol, with another supplement, with another, like, I have to do it this way. Now, they might play a role in some of that, but we're going to fix our hormones by coming back into harmony with our body and letting go of this I have to prove myself energy and embracing what I call the true feminine era that's coming. This true feminine era where we embrace our high performance. Like, high performance is not bad, right? We all have like gotten this in our head that to hustle and to be a high performer and a high achiever is like a bad word. It's like an evil word. But the reality is, it's not. It is like a word that we've just deemed evil. We need our drive. We need our productivity. We need that masculine. It's part of the essence of who we are, but it needs to be paired with the softness. It needs to be paired with doing the work we're here to do in our soul. It needs to be paired with living outside of the box and doing what we desire. And from a space of confidence and like, hey, here I am, standing in my full power, standing in the body of confidence, right? So it's like using the hustle, using the drive, but not in a way to prove, but in a way to show the world you have these beautiful gifts in this way of confidence. And that is a completely different energy that most of us have no idea how to live and operate in. And so what's been happening the last couple of weeks, let's bring it back to what's been happening, is these two different realities are crashing together, right? This reality of I've got this hustle, I've got this drive, I'm trying to prove myself, into this reality of I can take it safe for me to take a softer approach. It's safe for me to show up truly in my gifts. It's safe for me to be visible. It's safe for me to use my intuition and not explain my intuition to anybody. If you're listening to this, most of you have been operating from a space of beautiful spiritual gifts. I'm going to really say that out loud, right? Even if you're like, hey, I don't have any spiritual gifts. I'm not like one of those hippy dippy woo women that says she's going to do energy work. I don't believe that that's true. Just because you haven't been trained in a modality or crystals aren't your thing, that's okay. You have intuition inside of you. You have gifts, and that has been driving your success for the last 40 years. But you were doing it in a way that you were trying to prove yourself, and so you're exhausted and your body's tired, and we haven't cared for our body like a queen. We've kind of put our body to the back burner, hoping and praying she just like holds us through. And then we get to the age of 40 and we have this illusion, and we have everybody outside of us telling us, your hormones are a mess. You're tired because of your hormones. No, we're tired and exhausted because we've never learned how to care for our bodies, and we've been living in the box for 40 years. And we haven't been showing up with our true essence. We've been trying so hard to prove ourselves. And we're weary and we're exhausted. And it's all coming to a head right now. The energy, the cosmos are saying, like, hey, I need you to like wake up. And for me, I view this as like the cosmos are just an extension of what for me is God has created. You can choose to be that, to be whoever you want for you. For me, it's God, Spirit, Holy Spirit. And the cosmos were created by him. And the cosmos are just those little things that say, hey, I need you to wake up. I need you to use your gifts. I need you to show the world. Like, I need you to stop trying to prove yourself. And I need you to show the world. So I'm going to put these cosmos in place to rock things up, to like bring things to the surface in your body. Right? So that's what's happening. It's like this little nudge. The moon is saying, hey, it's time to wake up. The fire horse here is saying, hey, it's time to wake up. Your soul. So even if you're like not aware of what's going on in your body, your soul is saying, it is time to wake up. It's time to say, hey, I'm waking up. And this old way, this old identity of trying to prove everything and being exhausted, it's no longer your story. It's no longer your story. And so the sun has having these solar flares, having this little moment. The moon is going to be full. We're going into Mercury retrograde. There's all this other fun stuff happening in July. The worlds are colliding. And they're saying, it's time to wake up. It's time to say, like, hey, this old way, this old identity of you trying to prove yourself is done. And there's new activations happening in you. The sun, the moon, it's activating a different set of decisions inside of you, a different coding. It's like your cells, they're waking up. It's like they've been shriveled little raisins, and now all this cosmic event is saying, nope, 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 we're going to be these big, giant, juicy grapes. And that's what I want you to think of your cells that way. That is the image I just got for all of us. It's like we've had these little shriveled up cells that they've been living in the box, and they haven't been receiving everything they're here to receive because they've been in the box hiding. And now it's like, nope, light code's coming in. Which just means the beauty from the sun, the cosmic energy is coming in and saying, no, it's time to wake up, sister. It's time to wake up, soul sister, and say, hey, my codes are activating. And that is a process, right? Just, it's like a metamorphosis. It's like the butterfly emerging from the cocoon. And even if the outside of our body looks the same, there's so much happening inside. So my biggest message to you right now is this. Number one, give yourself freaking grace. Okay. Stop beating yourself up for needing to sleep more right now. Sleep is one of the most important things. Like even from the wellness space, you know, I've been in the wellness space for over 15 years. I'm like a pseudo biohacker, like a half biohacker or whatever you want to say. And sleep is the most important thing we can do right now to reset, right? Sleep is always the most important thing, but prioritize sleep this week. If your body is tired, allow your body to rest. Okay. If your body is tired, allow your body to rest. And many of you have not been doing that. And so like I had a big wake up call about 10 days ago and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not sleeping enough. And I have prioritized sleep for the last, I don't know, 10 days. I've brought in my tools. I've shifted up some of the oils and supplements I'm using. And I have really said, hey, I'm going to focus in on sleep. Okay. So sleep, we're going to make that a priority. Okay. Because our body needs to integrate. We are going to nourish our body. Okay. And if you are a woman hitting the age of 40, I know we got 4th of July coming up. Let's make some mocktails, please, because the alcohol is going to interrupt this new integration, this new reality that's coming to the surface. Hydrate, right? Hydrate and nourish. These are always like, these are basics of body care, of body-led living. But I know that most of us, we just need that reminder. Okay. And I think like if you have struggled in the past of like making those full decisions, I know I have one client, she's like, I just did this full moon releasing and I am releasing all of this, these like beliefs and ideals and patterns around what I'm eating because it makes me feel like shit. So nourish your body. And then we're going to make sure for this week, we understand that the full moon is the big priority and that we are shifting. Now, Mercury is going into retrograde and a lot of people are like, I need to say this. A lot of people think that, oh my gosh, Mercury in retrograde, the world is coming to an end. I actually love Mercury in retrograde. I have tons of growth. And I think if you shift that thought, right? If you take that thought and you hear that like Mercury in retrograde is doomsday and you shift it to no, this is here to support me, to help me unravel these thoughts, these beliefs, this programming. That is the old way of thinking, this old way of proving. And I'm going to use this time frame, this whole July, to like really, truly step into this feminine power that I am here to step into, these gifts I am here to step into. Are you a body worker? Are you a light worker? Are you the CEO of a company that's ready to expand your business? Like we are all have spiritual gifts. And just because I say the word spiritual gifts doesn't mean those spiritual gifts are coming out in the form of like, you have to do, like I said, you have to do energy work or you have to say you're an intuitive or you're a psychic. Like there are neurosurgeons in operating rooms using their spiritual gifts. And so I think for some reason that little message just came through for everybody that we need to remind ourselves of that. Some of you are physical therapists that have intuition that can get to the root of what's going on in somebody different than anybody else. And you can't explain it and that's okay. Right. We're waking up these gifts. So sleep, rest, nourish, and understand that Mercury in retrograde is not a bad thing. And that the full moon is to help you see everything with clarity and then release it. Okay. So this week is going to be a shedding. So if you have been feeling tired, I think about like Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, which will be about, you know, the end of June, shifting into July, you are going to feel a big exhale. Like, I'm already feeling it. I felt it like, I don't know, like 2 days, like Friday morning, started to feel it this morning. I'm like, oh, I'm back. Just had to trust that little process, which is really, really hard for my impatient self. I just had to trust that little process. I had a moment. And that's what you're having right now. And so the big thing is body love, mobility work, yoga, gentle walks. Like, we don't need to overtax ourselves. We don't need to bring ourselves in. And then we're going to do a full moon releasing. And my favorite thing to do is we just journal. We think about these things, but we have to put the pen to paper and we just write out, like, what is bothering you? What are all these little nuances? And I want you to remember, nobody's going to see this shit. You're going to burn it, right? So if your husband or your spouse or your partner is irritating the living crap out of you, which was happening with one of my clients, she wrote all that stuff out. She got it off of herself because that full moon is showing you, it's illuminating, it's full in the sky, even if you can't see it, and it's illuminating all the crap that is irritating the crap out of you. And so she got rid of all that, right? She burned it. So we write everything out, and this might take a while. What do you have to unpack? And you don't have to unpack every single thing in this moment, right? We've got every 29 and a half days, we've got a full moon, and that full moon is always that opportunity for to release, to see what needs to be releasing. And so that's what I really want you to focus in on. Like, what am I ready to release right now? What do I need to see with more visibility and more clarity? And what am I here to release, right? What is ready to leave my body right now? Go jump in the ocean, go jump in a lake, go take a shower, get that stuff off of you, burn, you know, make a little fire pit. You can burn it. If you don't have access to a fire pit, just burn it in a toilet and then flush it down, right? Like, there's so many ways that we can do this. It signifies the new beginnings, the you like letting go of, to step into your feminine power. And last but not least, go get your bare feet on the grass under the moonlight and stand in the power stance. Stand in your feminine power and allow this moonlight to activate all those codes inside of you, right? Allow it to shine down on you and feel the moon going down into every single cell of your body. The sun going down into your body, because we have so many hours of daylight right now, and allow it to renew you, because you, my darling, you are here to use your gifts, to use them fully, to be wild, to be free, to access that ancient wisdom, raw, wild wisdom that's inside of you, to access it and show it to the world. You're not here to live in that box, constantly trying to prove yourself, living exhausted. You're here to step into you. And that's what July is going to be all about. And this is the lead in to July. This is the next steps. And you don't have to know exactly where this journey is taking you. We might not know right now. Everybody's on a different trajectory. Everybody's on a different path. But I guarantee you, if you slow down this week, and you do this work, and you allow yourself to let go of this old paradigm of proving and to embrace this new identity of true feminine power, where you care for your body deeply, you own your gifts, and you take the steps forward on the path that leads you to wild freedom and leads you to you being you. That's what this week is all about. So I hope this helped. I hope this little message that came from my heart out in the woods helped. I hope that it's kind of windy out this morning, so I hope that the wind is not bothering you, but keep following along. This podcast is new. I would love for you to subscribe, share it with a girlfriend, share it with another soul sister that needs this message, that maybe this helped explain a little bit, or maybe that was just a little bit of push of a truth that you needed. If you would like to explore more of coaching with me to get to your truth and to help you activate and let go of all these things, all this stuff that you've been holding on to for way too long, There's a link in the show notes where you can book a clarity call with me, because sometimes we all need just a little bit of help as we step into this truth, this power, this expansion. Until next time, cheers. Let's go be cyclical CEOs.